Gen X was the replacement for another chemical known as C8, which is a perfluorooctanoic acid, a PFOA. Toxicologist Dr. Suzanne Brander of UNC Wilmington says research on C8 helps us understand Gen X.
PFOA, there's been a lot of research done on PFOA or C8, and it's also been shown to be a carcinogen at high doses. And then at lower doses, which are similar to what we're finding with Gen X and in the Cape Fear, you're seeing effects on development. You know, if kids are exposed early in life, there have been associations made between things like PFOA exposure and occurrence of ADHD.
However, Dr. Brander is quick to point out that the chemistry between these two compounds is different.
You know, if you look at C8, it's a long chain of carbons with fluorines, so carbon-fluorine bonds, which are it's a very strong bond, one of the strongest you'll find. And then they've put an oxygen in the middle of that chain for Gen X. And the thinking behind that seems to be that, well, it'll be less persistent, it'll be easier to break down in the environment, it'll be metabolized more quickly by humans, and so it won't be as persistent. And that might, in fact, be true, but the only way to know that is to do further studies.
Brander is hoping for those further studies as soon as possible. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.